It's Classic Hits 4CA 100% Cairns Showgrounds. Hey, coming up this weekend, we have an event that is just incredible. I've been driving up and down Sheridan Street the last couple of days, and I've nearly done a Mr. Bean and driven up the back of a semi-trailer and landed on top of a monster truck. But thankfully, it hasn't quite happened like that yet. I'm talking to Rusty. He's from Monster Events. He's the man that's bringing the monster trucks here to town. Good morning, Rusty. How are you doing this morning, lad?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thanks for asking. I'm just having a good time up here in Cairns.
Mate, you seem to have a good time wherever you go. There's something about monster trucks. It doesn't matter what age you are. It strikes a chord with blokes in particular and women of all ages, Rusty.
Look, I live and breathe monster trucks, and every day it blows me away of the power that a monster truck has. You know, in years gone by, I would agree that it's a bloke thing, to use the term. But look, it's fastly becoming a very family-orientated event. Our pink Scooby shirts sell as quick as our blue Scooby shirts. The young girls love, you know, the young women and the mums and the aunties and the nens, they all love it very much. And, you know, from 5 to 95, I can get them swinging from a fence in about 5 minutes, it takes.
Mate, I was talking to the State Treasurer of Queensland yesterday, and I said to him in passing, I guess we'll see you at the monster trucks tomorrow night. And he said, yes, you will, 100%. I got my tickets, I got the family. We will be there for sure. The number of people that have surprised me that I wouldn't have thought were monster truck people are coming to see you on Saturday night, Rusty.
Well, that's exactly right. Look, they're a world phenomenon at the moment. Just the sheer size of them. We've all seen them on TV, and when you get up close and personal with the monster truck, before I even start, it starts to tickle the senses, and when we start them and start jumping, it's sensory overload. It's absolutely amazing. As I say, I live and breathe it, but it still blows me away about the men and the women and the boys and girls that absolutely love their monster trucks. And after they've been to one of our shows, the Monster Event Show, they love it even more. You know, we've never been... The show that we put on has not travelled further north than Brisbane, so the people up here in Cairns are going to see stuff that they've never seen before and guaranteed the best monster truck show they've ever seen.
Now, what type of horsepower are we talking about on average that comes out of some of these machines?
Look, our motor is 540 cubic inch methanol breathing supercharged V8 Chevy, so... a full-purpose drag motor, for that matter. And we've got them mildly tuned at about 1,700 horsepower, quite capable of getting them up around that 2,000. But we've got them tuned at 1,700 with the bash and crashing and the way we treat them. You know, but 1,700 horsepower is certainly enough to throw the 4.5-tonne of truck around that we have.
Now, mate, I drive a Hilux. How do they drive compared to my old Hilux, do you reckon?
Well, the old Rolex. Yeah. Yes, it's... look, it's people often ask me, Murray, you know, what are they like to drive? And I say they're relatively easy to drive.
Yeah.
They're just extremely hard to drive well. Basically, I have a steering wheel. I've got a 2-speed automatic transmission, and that's pretty basic. But I've got the rear steer and the front steer. They're happening all at the same time. Incredible acceleration with the transmission that we go. They'll out-drag a SS Commodore over 100 metres every day of the week. And it's just a sensory overload. You're virtually sitting on the roof of a house, and there's not much vision from out inside. And that way, and if people come to our show and they come to the pit party between 3:30 and 4:30, they'll be able to see all the underneath of my trucks are perspex, and they're clear, like a clear Lexan, so as the driver can actually... They drive most of the night looking down between their legs but at that stage, whatever's in front of them is going to be destroyed. So so they line it up and head towards the props, the dirt mounds and the cars that we've got here at the Cairns Showground, and aim, shoot, and hope for the best.
You have a wonderful night on Saturday. We're so proud to have you here, Rusty. And look, thanks for bringing a bit of joy and a bit of methanol to the tropical North Queensland area.
Yeah.
Methanol, it's a bit different to methane.
It is a little bit. And look, we've really enjoyed our time. It's none of this crew have been to Cairns before. We've loved the hospitality from the hamburger shop to the showgrounds to the main street to the authorities around town. It's certainly made us feel welcome here at Monster Event. We're going to fill the house here on Saturday night, and then we're going to tear it down, and then we're going to book it again for next year. So we've enjoyed ourselves, and we only hope that Cairns can come along and enjoy a great show that we're going to put on here Saturday night down at the showgrounds.
I reckon he's a world phenomenon of his own. It's Rusty from Monster Events. Go and check it out online. I believe there might be still tickets in the general admission area. It's Classic Hits 4CA. Enjoy the monster trucks on Saturday night.
Waking up Cairns. Murray Jones for breakfast. Classic Hits 846. 4CA.
The commute. 600.